Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, we were just talking about dogs here in the studio, and Buddy, my dog, his great talent is to run out the back door because he's so obsessed with the neighbours and what they're up to over the wall.
Right.
He flings himself like a stuntman into the wall and then rolls onto the ground.
Into the wall?
Yeah.
He can't get over the
wall.
It's
like he's trying to shoulder charge the wall.
Wow.
And obviously loses the battle every time.
That's a rugby playing dog. We see, I had a different problem. Now, my dog is 105 years old. I actually put an Instagram story about her yesterday up. She's running around the garden like a puppy. But she's 15, so she's whatever that is, 105 dog years. She probably can no longer do it, but I still have the protection up. When we had her as a puppy and as a young dog, she would leap straight over a 9-foot wall. So what I had to do was, you know, prisons, you know, when the walls go up and the barbed wire comes back in so that even if you climb up, you can't get up over it. That's what I had to be, not barbed wire, but with, what's it called? I can't remember the type of wood it's called. Anyway, I had to put wood up and tilt it inwards so that she couldn't leap over the 9-foot wall. Thankfully, that has since succumbed.
Did you have those searchlights as well?
Probably necessary.
Well, Stevie's in Donegal this morning, and his dog does something very special, and we need to talk to him about it. Morning, Stevie.
How you doing, Dave? You all right?
All good, man. How's the weather up in Donegal?
It's all right. It's a bit cloudy, a bit showery, but it's nice. I was out for a walk this morning. It's grand. Not too bad at all.
That's good. So come here. Tell us about this famous dog of yours.
Oh, Alfie. Alfie's bonkers. He's just, I've always had dogs in me. I love dogs, but he's the smartest dog I've ever had. He's just incredible. Like, but
what kind of a dog is he? People want to know straight away.
He's a border collie.
Okay, well, so they are renowned, in fairness, for being very active and intelligent dogs.
Absolutely, and he comes from a working family of dogs as well. So he's as sharp as a tack, you know. He's just...
We've seen the videos.
Yeah,
our listeners have not. Can you please try your best to explain what Alfie does?
Right. Well, Alfie, even as a pup, he was obsessed with spray cans or hoovers or anything that made a noise and sprayed things out or sucked things in. He was on it, and he particularly loved deodorant cans or aerosols. So if you were spraying one of them, he's up trying to bite the air, and he's trying to bite the aerosol can and all this crack.
Right.
But what I noticed about 4 months ago is, he started hanging around outside the bathroom door. So anytime anybody used the bathroom, they would use the aerosol can. And he copped onto this. So he thought, this is a spot where I can hang out now and attack every aerosol can in the door. So if you're in our house and you go to the loo, Alfie's sitting on the landing waiting for you. But the big change about 4 months ago was, I noticed that when he goes out to the garden, I let him out to go and do his business. When he comes in, he wants you to spray an aerosol.
Oh, you're kidding.
So he knows.
I swear to God. He's associated going to the bathroom with aerosol cans.
Oh, my God. So when he comes back into the house, after taking care of Alfie's important business, he will go to get a squirt of the aerosol.
He will wait at the radiator cover where there's 3 or 4 air fresheners in the hall, and he will sit there and he'll wait until you spray it.
How stinky is your gaff if you've got 4 aerosols sitting in the hall radiator?
three of them are used up, but it's just if I go to take them away, he goes mentally, well, he'll follow you to the bin.
Oh, that's so funny.
Alfie's going through them at the old glade at a rate of knots.
He's mad. Another thing as well, you can't watch nature programs on TV now because he just sit and grow and bark at every animal.
Oh, so he actually looks at the telly and sees the animals.
He particularly loves Brian from Family Guy.
That's not a nature program, just so you know.
Nobody knows he's a dog.
That's really funny because they do say that there's a certain level of self-awareness required for a dog to understand, like to look at a television and see an animal and go, oh my God, it's an animal. Because my dog, for example, smart cookie that she is, she has no interest. The television means nothing to her.
I know that there's a guy in, I think he's in Denmark, and he has got a border collie trained. If he shows it a photo of a tennis ball, the dog will go and get a tennis ball.
Yeah, I recently saw a video as well. I meant to do it for days, but I haven't had a chance yet, but about a dog who has learned a kind of language in that it can stand on sensors on the ground and it can explain how it's feeling. So its owner will go, hey, you know, whatever the dog's name is, what do you want to do today? And he'll walk over and go, ball, park, run. And like, well, the machine will say what he's thinking.
And then the next day he says, ball, park, run. No. And the following day he mixes it up with park, ball, run.
Well, it's more impressive than I'm giving him credit for.
Call me when he starts doing his tax return.
Well, I'm hoping to train Alfie to get a tin of Ulmers from the fridge for me when the football's on.
Stevie, I've worked out what's going on with Alfie. He is a teenager. He's going through puberty. And what's happened is, as a teenager, we all reach for the Lynx can. He doesn't have that option, so he's just worried about his scent with the other girls. He wants to make him positive impressions. He's like, Dad, spray me with this thing so I can go and impress the ladies.
Does he have a particular favourite flavour, you know, of like sort of Alpine Fresh or scent?
As long as it sprays, he's on it. Like, we can't even power wash the decking in the backyard.
Oh, he'll eat that.
The power washer.
He's trying to eat the stream of water.
Like, if I pointed at him and he still doesn't back down, he's just...
That's so funny. So he goes out to the garden every day, does his business, and then comes back in for a squirt of air freshener.
Yeah.
Tell you, there's a lot of people who'd be very jealous of you having such a dog who's so concerned about hygiene, because the rest of them aren't.
And they're going like, your dog does it? My husband still can't do it.
Do you say hi to Alfie first? Fair play to you.
All right, lads. Thanks a million.
All the best.
Take care.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.